Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend with us on the show this half hour. Michelle Wooker is here. Michelle is the founder of the Chicago-based strategy firm Gray Rhino & Company. She is an award-winning expert. The World Economic Forum gave her, honored her as one of the young leaders, and she's also a 2007 Guggenheim Fellow. She's the author of at least three books that I know of, including the brand-new book, The Gray Rhino, How to Recognize and Act on the Obvious Dangers We Ignore. And I can't wait to hear her tell us about this. Michelle Wooker, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here with you.
Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
You got it spot on, and I really appreciate it because I answered a Walker, too.
No, no. Well, with a name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names right. So, Michelle, we've all heard about black swans. I talk about it on the show from time to time. I talked about the fact that you know, I've even said, you know, don't we all realize that you know, there is we may have already had a close encounter of the third kind and didn't know it? I mean, is there anything that should really surprise us anymore? And along comes Michelle Wooker to talk to us about the gray rhino. What is this?
The gray rhino is a metaphor for the big 2-ton thing coming at you with a horn. It might be getting ready to charge. It might be a little bit further along. But the big thing is you shouldn't ignore it. People are talking about it. And it gives you a choice of what to do. And it's a metaphor for how surprisingly likely we are to miss the big obvious thing in front of us. It's rhino because of the size and the horn, obviously.
Right.
But it's also gray because you may not know that all rhinos are gray. But there are 5 species. One of them is black rhino and one of them is white rhino.
Right. Uh-huh.
And, of course, neither one of them is the color that they are.
Right.
So that kind of adds to the metaphor for how likely we are to miss the obvious thing.
Right, exactly. And I may be one of the few people you know who actually can tell the difference between a gray rhino and a black rhino. A white rhino and a black rhino. But a gray rhino, you're exactly right. And I've been encouraging for decades now. I've been encouraging small business owners to become the futurists of their business. And you know, all futurists do is notice things that are happening, see different things happening on the left, on the right, and imagine the implications of those. And wherever those two things intersect, or three things intersect, that's probably a gray rhino that you could have predicted. What do you think?
Well, you know, imagination is such an important part of this. And, you know, the Black Swan came out, that book came out in 2007,
yep.
And it really struck a chord with the collapse of markets in 2008 and
mm-hmm.
the subprime crisis and the collapse of Lehman Brothers. And but people really kind of misused it. I mean, the book said that by definition it's something that's improbable, unforeseeable, and that you need to be more prepared and more
mm-hmm.
resilient, and your mind needs to be more open to the kind of things that you couldn't have thought about. And that was really useful in getting people to think more wisely.
It got the conversation started, didn't it? Yeah, I agree.
It started conversations, but it ended up getting misused
mm-hmm.
because you had all these portfolio managers who lost a ton of money in the subprime crisis and regulators who looked at the other way. And you had, you know, Alan Greenspan from the Fed coming out and saying, oh, it was a black swan. Nobody could have seen it coming.
Wow.
When, you know, a lot of people did
see
it coming.
Did
I
see
owned
it coming.
An apartment. Absolutely. So
yeah.
I bought an apartment in Manhattan in, when was it? In 2000.
Right.
And by the end of 2004, it had almost doubled in price.
Wow.
And if you couldn't see that something was wrong
right.
with that.
Something's wrong.
And
exactly.
It was the first apartment, and I was thinking about getting a PhD, so I sold it. And, you know, that there's so many warnings that people ignored.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw so many people coming out saying, this could be the next black swan. This could be the next one. Using their imagination, but in a way that the concept didn't really support, but that there was such a huge interest in and demand for. Like, how do we do a better job of seeing what's in front of us? So I think that the gray rhino really speaks to that need that the black swan didn't completely fill.
Well, I think you're exactly right, and I'm so glad you did it, because you're exactly right about the black swan thing. It's almost like people would say, well, if it's a black swan, how can I see it coming? So I guess I'll just focus on things that are in front of my nose. And the truth is, as you say, the gray rhino is something you can see, you can imagine. You may have seen it before. Maybe those things haven't intersected to create it yet. I want you to, we're going to get Michelle Wooker to help us understand this better and apply it to our businesses after the break. 20 Tail, right back with Michelle Wooker. Her new book is called The Gray Rhino. I encourage you to find it, folks. How to recognize and act on the obvious dangers we ignore. 20 Tail, I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.